I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Copeland, and Copeland is evaluating a 55-year-old patient who presents with a mild case of unilateral vestibular hypofunction and associated hearing loss on the left side. The therapist performs the caloric test by instilling warm water into the affected ear. What is the most likely direction of the patient's nystagmus during this test? So we have A, towards the opposite side, but reduced in magnitude. B, absent or significantly reduced nystagmus. C, towards the same side, but reduced in magnitude. And D is eye movement is unaffected. All right, let's go into this question. This is going to be for my vestibular people. I told y'all 2024 is our year. We're going to be licensed, baby. And it's going to start with us destroying questions just like this. All right. If you are not in my private free Facebook group as of yet, please, you got to get in it. This past week, I went over the three biggest mistakes that my people make. And when I say my people, I'm talking about people who struggle with standardized tests. If that's you, if you're a PT student or new grad, you struggle with the ACTs, SATs, GRE, that sort of thing, we have to go about tackling questions and preparing differently. And so I want you to join that Facebook group. Also, if you are somebody who has failed the NPTE before, trust me, I got you. We have a process to help you dominate this NPTE, and your first step is joining me over there so I can meet you, all right? www.nptgroup.com. Lock it in your phone right now. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. We're going to knock this out. Again, it's in the vestibular department, and this is going to be something that you really should spend some time with because vestibular questions could easily pop up on the NPTE, and if you don't know this specialty type of information, it can leave you feeling very not confident, all right? And so let's go ahead and knock this one out. It says Copeland is evaluating a 55-year-old patient who presents with a mild case of unilateral vestibular hypofunction and associated hearing loss on the left side. So when we break down that sentence, the most important part is the fact that the person has a mild case of unilateral vestibular hypofunction. What they really mean by that is one side of the vestibular system, one of their ears, is hypofunctioning, okay? And we know that there's different parts of the vestibular system. Semicircular canals are really big. You got the vestibular nerve and all of that. But when it says unilateral, it's really talking about one side is impacted or impaired. It also says associated hearing loss. And it gives us a side. It says on the left side. So all of these things are important pieces of information that we want to keep in mind. All right, hold on to that. Let's continue down the question. It says the therapist performs the caloric test by instilling warm water into the affected ear. Have you heard of this before? This is big for the NPTE, all right? Super, super huge. So the caloric test is used to assess for vestibular function by stimulating the horizontal semicircular canal. That's its primary purpose, right? And the therapist or who's ever performing the test can instill warm water directly into the ear or cold water. And we're really looking for the response. And oftentimes you'll see the eye move towards or away from the ear that you're putting the water into, depending on if it's warm or cold water. All right, have you heard of this before? This is something I want you to keep in mind And stick around because I'm going to give you what you need to take from this episode to get a question right about this on the MPTE. Cool. So it says the therapist performs the caloric test by instilling warm water into the affected ear. The question goes on to say, what is the most likely direction of the patient's nystagmus during this test? All right. So which way is the eyes going to go when we put warm water in this affected left ear? That's really what the question's asking. All right. And so for those of you on the podcast, let's take a look at the answers. We're going to freaking get down to this final answer with confidence. We're going to rule in and rule out. A says towards the opposite side, but reduced in magnitude. B is absent or significantly reduced nystagmus. C, towards the same side, but reduced in magnitude. And then D is eye movement is unaffected. What is your answer? Yell it out loud. Let's start breaking this down. Okay. So A, towards the opposite side, but reduced in magnitude. Is that what we expect? So here's the thing. If we go back up to the question, what did it say? It said warm water is placed into the ear. Cool. Which direction should the eyes go? Can I give you something that you can use for the MPTE? Here it is. So there is a principle called COWS. Yeah, C-O-W-S, like moo, cows, all right? COWS. It stands for cold opposite, warm same. Cold opposite, warm same. So here's the thing. When warm water is instilled into the ear, it causes convection currents in the endolymph. This stimulates the vestibular nerve. Now, when warm water is put into the ear, it actually causes the eye to have nystagmus towards the same side. So with this question, it says we're putting warm water into the left ear. Which way should the eyes go? Well, thinking about Cowles' principle, warm, same direction, cold, opposite. So A, I don't think is the right answer because it says towards the opposite side, but reduced in magnitude. Absolutely not. This is the exact opposite of what I would expect. Because we're instilling warm water into the ear, I expect it to move towards the same side. So I'm going to go ahead and get rid of A here. Boom, that is done. Remember that principle, COWS. It stands for cold, opposite, warm, same. So when I put cold water into the ear, I should see the eyes go in the opposite direction as far as the nystagmus. When I put warm water into the ear, I should see that the eyes go in the same direction. All right, that's the principle. Let's go to B. Absent or significantly reduced nystagmus. Some people put this answer. Let's break this down. This is important. All right. Absent or significantly reduced nystagmus is something that we would see if the person had severe or a significantly reduced functioning of the vestibular system. We can see in this question, it says the person has a mild case, not severe case, not significant case, but a mild case of unilateral vestibular hypofunction. So I would not expect to see absent or significantly reduced nystagmus. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of B, put a nice X next to that one. Let's take a look at C. It says towards the same side, but reduced in magnitude. I'm like, you know, I like this one because using the Cowles principle, cold opposite, warm, same. That's right. Cold opposite, warm, same. And since in the question, they put warm water into the ear, I expect that nystagmus to go in the same direction. Okay. So C, best answer right now. I love it. And then it says, but reduced in magnitude. Absolutely. We do have a mild case of vestibular hypofunction. And so I do expect to see that there's a reduction in the magnitude because of that impairment. All right, so let's go ahead. We're going to hold on to C right now, but we're not done yet. Let's take a look at D. D says eye movement is unaffected. Don't like this answer, y'all. I really don't. And the reason why is
given that Cowles principle, given the fact that we are performing this caloric test, which we should see eye movement that is unaffected, that doesn't make a lot of sense here, all right? And so what I would say is we're putting a big X next to D, and that leaves us with our final, our best answer of C, towards the same side, but reduced in magnitude. Let's freaking get it, y'all. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. Congratulations to those of you who learned something from this question, all right? So let's go over, recap on that principle, and then talk a little bit about what this question was really asking us, all right? So remember the Cowles principle, C-O-W-S. This is based on the caloric test. Put this down in your notes. And Cowles stands for cold, opposite, warm, same. When I put cold water into the ear, I should see opposite movement of the eyes. However, if I put warm water into the ears, I should see same side movement or movement of the eyes to the same side. All right, so that is the principle there. And again, this is what we see in the caloric test. So if this pops up on your MPTE, now you know how to apply the principle. All right. Again, congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. It is our goal to make sure that you are 100% prepared for questions like this to show up on the exam. And actually what we're doing is we are providing that information inside of our Facebook group. We actually have clinical scenarios that were given out for absolutely free to get people prepared for the January, April, the July, and even the October 2024 exam. So all you got to do, join me over. I'll get you inside of the group. It's www.mptgroup.com, all right? And then so for each one of these episodes as well, we're actually creating cheat sheets to help you learn and retain this and review quicker. All right, so how you can go and start getting free cheat sheets is www.mptecheatsheets.com. All right, so that is there for you. And I have that link inside of our show notes. So whether you're on iTunes, Ghana, Overbreak, Spotify, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.